That was stupid. No one ever looked less in need of rescuing than Rhonda Hewson did at that moment. But the words still haunted Bobby. What if there were no grown-ups? Suppose the whole idea of grown-ups was an illusion. What if their money was really just playground marbles, their business deals no more than baseball card trades, their wars only games of guns in the park? What if they were all still snotty-nosed kids inside their suits and dresses? Christ, that couldn't be, could it? It was too horrible to think about. Rhonda was still looking at the St. Gabe's boys with her hard and rather dangerous smile. You three fellows wouldn't have been picking on kids younger and smaller than yourselves, would you? One of them a girl, like your own little sisters? They were silent, not even muttering now. They only shuffled their feet. I'm sure you weren't, because that would be a cowardly thing to do now, wouldn't it? Again she gave them a chance to reply, and plenty of time to hear their own silence. Willie? Richie? Harry? You weren't picking on them, were you? Of course not, Harry said. Bobby thought that if he spun that ring of his much faster, his finger would probably catch fire. If I thought a thing like that, Rhonda said, still smiling her dangerous smile, I'd have to go talk to Father Fitzgerald, wouldn't I, and the father? He'd probably feel he had to talk to your folks, and your fathers probably feel obliged to warm your asses for you, and you deserve it, boys, wouldn't you, for picking on the weak and small? Continued silence from the three boys, all now astride their ridiculously undersized bikes again. Did they pick on you, Bobby? Rhonda asked. Nope, Bobby said at once. Rhonda put a finger under Carol's chin and turned her face up. Did they pick on you, Lovey? No, Rhonda. Rhonda smiled down at her, and although there were tears standing in Carol's eyes, she smiled back. Well, boys, I guess you're off the hook, Rhonda said. They say you haven't done nothing that'll cause you a single extra uncomfy minute in the confessional. I'd say you owe them a vote of thanks, don't you? Mutter, mutter, mutter from the St. Gabe's boys. Please let it go at that, Bobby pleaded silently. Don't make them actually thank us. Don't rub their noses in it.